AM 1160 The Quest presents
Things I Should Probably Know About My Catholic Faith,
But I Don't,
with Father Mark White.
So, Father, what is a state of grace, and why do we need that to receive Holy Communion?
Yeah, it's a great question. In the Mass, right before we receive, we recognize we're not worthy in the sense that none of us are worthy to receive this body, blood, soul, and divinity. Then St. Paul, in another text, says we don't want to receive unworthily. What does he mean by that? And the way the Church has always understood that is when we commit a serious sin that we know we're doing it, we're deliberate in our choice, and we're in full control of our actions. We're really making a decision to break our relationship with God. That relationship with Him needs to be restored through the sacrament of reconciliation before we come to receive what is actual communion with Him. We receive the Holy Eucharist, but it's also a sign of unity. And so we want that unity to be restored through the sacrament of reconciliation before we receive Holy Communion. That doesn't mean you don't commit venial sins, you don't have imperfections, weaknesses, but you know you're in a state where you're still in relation with God. And when you're in that state, you can always receive Holy Communion, which is a sign of the unity that you have with the Lord.
For more
Things I Should Probably Know About My Catholic Faith,
But I Don't,
go to thequestatlanta.com.